The poll commissioned by the BBC surveyed 22,000 people in 21 countries. 58% of them said they believe a second Bush term will make the world more dangerous. Some of the poll's most negative assessments came from the U.S.'s traditional European allies. In Germany, 77%, in France, 75%, and in Britain, 64% of respondents said Bush's policies make the world less safe. President Bush did make an effort to reach out to America's allies during his inaugural address.
We honor your friendship. We rely on your counsel, and we depend on your help. Division among free nations is a primary goal of freedom's enemies.
UW-Madison history professor John Cooper says the war in Iraq is the major cause of anti-American attitudes in Europe. He says to avoid the division the president referred to, the new Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will have her work cut out for her trying to mend fences in Europe.
I mean, it's nice to go and try to do a sales job, but we need a product to sell, which is a product that of caring, what paying some attention to what people really think about us, and perhaps modifying our policies because of that.
The only three countries where majorities gave the president a positive rating were Poland, the Philippines, and India. The managing editor of the Madison-based Progressive magazine is a native of India. Amitabh Pal says the poll results should be taken with a grain of salt because the survey only covered urban areas where many people support Bush's economic policies.
Especially in the larger cities, a lot of young upper-middle-class Indians are getting employment through outsourcing. And that's the reason, so I think it's by default.
Pal says domestic polls in India show most Indians actually oppose the war in Iraq and are suspicious of American support for Pakistan. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.